Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of goodnight stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features, like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.
Once upon a time, there was a girl
who dreamed of flying through the stars,
who dared to resist injustice,
who lived to a beat and a rhythm that was all her own.
Her name was
Chloe.
Frida.
Oprah.
Celia Cruz.
Josephine.
Greta.
Ruth.
Alice.
One day, she
wondered, could today be the beginning of something new?
This was her one opportunity to do something, something big.
So that's exactly what she did.
Along the way, she discovered that
she wasn't alone.
Her body felt strong, her mind sharp.
She was prepared to work as hard as it took.
Her words were making a real change, and she felt powerful.
I'm Gayle King.
I'm Andra Day.
I'm Diane Gibbons.
I'm Lindsay Vaughn.
I'm Jamila Jamal.
I'm Anita Hill.
I'm Brenda Chapman.
I'm Alana Glazer.
And this is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts or find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio.
It's me, Birdie. The conductor of the story train. I'm the one that wears a green baseball cap with a little white birdie on the front and my favorite overalls. All aboard the story train. Find a comfy seat. We're about to leave the station. And you know what that means. We're going someplace new. One whistle, we're on our way. I wonder where Story Train will lead us this time. We're entering the Rainbow Tunnel. Hold on, everyone. It's off to far, far away. This is so exciting. Just on the other side of the short Rainbow Tunnel lies our destination. That was quick. We're already at the end of the tunnel. Oh, I know this place. It's Worthing, which is a seaside town in southern England. And we're in a little restaurant in Worthing called Fiordalatte, which has a bright sign with all of the colors of the rainbow and an amazing gelato selection. Gelato is like ice cream. Raspberry, lemon, chocolate, vanilla. Why, Fiordalatte even has pistachio gelato, which is the color green, just like my baseball cap. Today's story is about Fiordalatte's very best customer, a little boy named Jack. It's called Jackamole. Jack loved living in Worthing with his big sister, his mummy, and his daddy. He loved playing at the splash pad at the Gap, which would squirt water on all of the giggling children on the beach in the summertime. And he loved the Christmas market in town center, which would be all lit up with local musicians playing holiday tunes and artisans selling everything from candles to knit socks in the wintertime. But what Jack loved most of all were his two favorite foods, ravioli and macaroni. He didn't eat them in excess, but whenever he ate, he insisted on having only ravioli and macaroni. For breakfast, it was macaroni frittata baked in a little cupcake liner. For lunch, it was ravioli stuffed with pumpkin or mushroom or some other vegetable. And for dinner, it was back to macaroni, classic cheesy style. Jack had always been a picky eater right from the start, but his insistence on eating only ravioli and macaroni was making the rest of his family downright panicked. "Jack, you must eat something other than ravioli and macaroni," his mother pleaded with him. "It simply isn't healthy."
"I don't know if I can stomach another trip to Fiordalatte for ravioli and macaroni," groaned Jack's big sister.
"I don't know how we can afford to keep going to Fiordalatte for ravioli and macaroni every day," announced Jack's father. "This has become absolutely ridiculous."
Even the staff at Fiordalatte didn't quite know what to make of their best customer.
Whenever Jack came in with his family, they would do their very best to entice him with other meal options. Pizza, salad, soup that they called zuppa, they offered it all.
"It will be on the house, Jack, just try it," Fiordalatte's head chef urged. But Jack would have none of it. "Macaroni or ravioli only, please," he would insist.
And, worried that her son would go hungry, Jack's mother always gave in,
while Jack's father rolled his eyes and Jack's sister groaned.
Now, you may not know this, but there is a day when the whole world celebrates pasta. It is called World Pasta Day, and it happens on October 25th each and every year. Of course, this was one of Jack's very favorite days, and he would be up to his ears celebrating the deliciousness of macaroni and ravioli at Fiordalatte in Worthing. This year was no different. Jack and his family were sitting at their always reserved table in Fiordalatte on World Pasta Day. Jack had just eaten a huge portion of ravioli stuffed with peas and shallots and was stealing a forkful of macaroni from his sister's plate when he started to feel very strange indeed. His body had begun to feel floppy, and he could feel his hair changing texture.
Oh no, Jack's mother exclaimed, her eyes wide and fearful.
"Son," cried Jack's father, "what is happening to you, my poor boy?" Jack's sister couldn't help but laugh.
"Jack, look!"
She held up a mirror from her bag for Jack to see his reflection. He was stunned to see that his body had morphed into a giant ravioli, with his eyes, nose, and mouth spread out over the face of the pasta pocket. And all of Jack's blonde hair locks had transformed into macaroni noodles.
"Oh, whatever will I do?" cried Jack. "I've turned into a ravioli macaroni boy."
"This is what comes of overdoing a good thing, I told you," said Jack's father. "Macaroni, ravioli, day in, day out. You haven't had the proper nutrition, and so your body has given up and turned into exactly what you kept giving it."
"Oh, dear!" Jack's mother wept. "It's true, then, the saying you are what you eat. Oh, I don't know how it can be, but now my lovely boy has turned into a giant ravioli macaroni."
Jack's sister was giggling uncontrollably and couldn't help but tease her little brother. After all, big sisters do enjoy a good tease every now and then. So she began to sing.
"Jackamole ravioli, macaroni. Jackamole. Jackamole macaroni. Ravioli. Jackamole.
Knock it off, Jack spat. It's not funny, not one little bit. This is a total disaster. And he wasn't wrong. Because it is pretty disastrous to turn into a giant, floppy ravioli macaroni. His legs were all clammy and wobbly-bobbly. People turned to stare at Jack as his parents and sister helped him out of Fior de Latte and out into the street, supporting him as they made their way toward the car. The seagulls that fly all over Worthing pecked at Jack, trying to eat little pieces of his giant pasta head. "Ow!" cried Jack. "Go away, you naughty beach chickens! Shoo! Shoo!" "Here we go, son. We're at the car. Quick, slide in!" As soon as Jack was inside, his agitated mother quickly closed the car door so that the birds could no longer nibble on her ravioli macaroni son. Once they were all in the car, there was really only one destination that made any sense at all: the doctor's office. Without delay, Jack's family rushed him to the doctor for some professional advice. "Hmm," said Dr. Jolly on seeing Jack. "This is really most unusual. I once had a patient who ate so many carrots that he turned orange, so I suppose it's a bit like that case." "What happened to him?" said Jack, who was becoming increasingly upset. He missed having proper arms and legs, and he missed being just Jack, rather than a pasta boy. It didn't help that his sister would whisper, "How are you feeling, Jackamole Ravioli?" in his ear, and give him a little smirk every time his parents weren't looking. "Well," said Dr. Jolly, "he made a full recovery. I gave him the same advice that I'm going to give you, Jack." "Oh, I'll do anything at all, Doctor. I don't want to be Jackamole Ravioli anymore. I just want to be Jack." Jack started to cry, and the tears he wept were pea and shallot filling, leaving a runny green mess down his ravioli face. Now, Jack," said Dr. Jolly, "there's no need to cry. I believe that the solution is quite simple, really. You must not eat so much pasta. Ravioli and macaroni are fine in moderation, but you can't eat them for every single meal. Why, you need a varied diet to be healthy. You must start eating things like fruits and vegetables. Until your body has recovered, I'm afraid that eating any more ravioli and macaroni is out of the question."
Thank you, Dr. Jolly. We will take Jack home and change his diet immediately."
Jack's mother looked incredibly relieved as she shook the doctor's hand. And so, that's what they did. Jack's parents and sister took him home, and after a few weeks of eating a varied, healthy diet, Jack's macaroni hair turned back into blonde locks, and his ravioli body morphed back into how it was before he had turned into a pasta boy. Jack actually learned to enjoy lots of different foods: cantaloupe melon, celery and hummus, and even tempeh were consumed without complaint. For months, Jack couldn't even look at ravioli and macaroni for fear of transforming back into a pasta boy. But eventually, he learned to eat his favorite foods in moderation. And Jack has been healthy ever since. But he still has an older sister with a long memory who loves to tease him about the time he turned into Jackamole the ravioli macaroni. Jackamole ravioli macaroni,
Jackamole, 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 Jackamole macaroni, ravioli, Jackamole, Jackamole, Jackamole.
It's time for us to head back to Pflugerville. Here comes the Rainbow Tunnel. Come back and see me again. You never know where the story train will take us. If you like stories, search for Go Kid Go wherever you listen, and you'll find lots of great adventures. See you next time.
Do you like to laugh? Who am I kidding? Who doesn't like to laugh? So, okay, if you love to laugh, you'll love Don't Break the Rules. It's a hilarious comedy improv podcast where the voice actors make up their lines on the spot and try to be the only actor who doesn't break the rules. These talented actors are great at coming up with silly scenes and stories when they follow the rules for the episode. And it gets even sillier when they accidentally break the rules. The stories are guided by suggestions from kids like you, and the episodes feature laughs, burps, and the occasional unicorn. So if you'd like to giggle and play along, be sure to listen to Don't Break the Rules wherever you listen to podcasts.